Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's fitting as we wind down the week leading up to all the games in week one, other than Chiefs-Patriots last night, that we wind down our division previews. This final division to get to the NFC East, of course, the home to your Washington Redskins. Let's start with the defending champion Dallas Cowboys. Last year, the Super Bowl favorite going into the postseason, upended by Green Bay after their bye. They had a turbulent offseason, a plethora of suspensions, major questions swirling about their starting tailback, Ezekiel Elliott, who is expected to play for at least week one. They've still got the same cast of characters in the passing game, Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams, Cole Beasley, Jason Witten, second-year quarterback Dak Prescott looking to thrive with more being asked of him. Defensively, though, seems like maybe they've taken a step back. Bunch of those suspensions, a lack of a pass rush, and a secondary right now that on paper looks like it could be a problem.
They got the benefit of a very, very easy schedule last year. Bears, Niners, Bengals were struggling when they played them. Cleveland was on that part of the schedule. They just racked up wins. Now, they handled their business. I don't take any credit away from what they did last year, but they were quite fortuitous. It will not come up the same way this year. They're going to take a big step back, in my opinion. I believe they will finish 8-8 this year. A violent regression is in store.
I got them 9-7. I'm not going to go 8-8 because I still have this weird suspicion that Ezekiel Elliott's going to play a huge portion of the season. Albert Breer was on the show with us earlier today, and we're probably going to find out tonight. If not, it's certainly going to be in the next 24 hours, presumably, what exactly is going to happen with Ezekiel Elliott. But Breer speculated that this could get the Tom Brady treatment, where Zeke plays all of this season. The suspension basically gets pushed back until after this court hearing on the TRO, and that they will then decide next year, well, the NFL was right, and he'll have to serve the suspension, and he'll serve it like Brady did weeks 1-6, whereas Brady's was 1-4. But remember, there was an entire season that went by where Tom Brady kept playing where we didn't know what was going to happen with Deflategate.
Precisely.
So that could happen. And if Ezekiel Elliott starts 16 games for Dallas, that's a couple of win improvement for them, and that's why I would have them over 500. I do think their defense, though, you and I the last couple years have both said, how is this defense performing at the level that it
can't just keep up like that? It can't, right?
You can't just have a lack of talent and really quality production year in and year out without stepping backwards. Well, I think this is the year it catches up to them. And that's with first-round pick Taco Charlton up front. That's with Jordan Lewis, a cornerback who they drafted in the third round, who can play some nickel for them. They got pretty lucky with health for most of last season. That generally doesn't happen two straight years. I'm with you. Dallas is no longer the division champion, because I think we both believe that the New York Giants will win the NFC East this year. Eli Manning's kind of Old Faithful. He's going to turn the ball over some. He's going to throw a lot of touchdowns. He's going to make a lot of plays in
Ben McAdoo.
Bob McAdoo's offense.
Only an idiot would call him Bob McAdoo.
Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Marshall, Sterling Shepard. This is the best wide receiver core perhaps Eli's ever had. He's got a tight end in Evan Ingram they just drafted in the first round to add to that. Big question for them is their offensive line. I never have liked Ereck Flowers at left tackle, who stepped forward last year. They don't seem to like him either because they've been trying to upgrade that position for a few years. I do love Justin Pugh from Syracuse, the left guard who's going to get paid bank this offseason. But they couldn't protect Eli for a lot of last year. Here's what you know about the Giants going into the season. Their defense is going to be one of the best in football.
Oh, they are terrific. It really starts in the secondary. We're used to them. It's that front four, and that's how they got to the Super Bowl a couple times. And the idea that Eli Manning won a couple Super Bowls is simply ludicrous. The Giants front four won a couple Super Bowls, and Eli Manning was present for it. It's good, but it's not as good as what I think their secondary is. I think the Janoris Jenkins upgrade at cornerback is terrific. Rodgers Cromartie, the nickelback now, he'll start in a bunch of different things.
By the way, it seems to pick off the Redskins every time he plays against
it's them. Almost every single time. Eli Apple, first-round pick of a year ago, is coming into his own. The real guy that makes him go, though, the engine that motors the boat, so to speak, is the emergence of Landon Collins. Year one, kind of lost at times, struggled in certain spots, but showed some flashes. Last year was an absolute ball hawk.
He's a motorboat and son of a gun.
He is outstanding. He is the linchpin back there. He's excellent.
They can rush the quarterback, though. JPP, yep. Damon Harrison, Olivier Vernon. The only area of this team where they really don't have, I'd say, name value or star recognition is the linebacking core. But they're great up front, and they're great in the back end, and that basically is enough.
Yeah, they win 12 games, I think, in the division this year. 11 or 12 wins.
I'll say 11 wins, and they win the division, so we're lockstep there. Third, you want to go Redskins or Eagles? Who's your third team?
Let's do Eagles here. I have the Eagles finishing in third place in this division. I think they'll do what they did last year, which is have a few weeks where you go, damn, like when they beat Pittsburgh 34-3 last season in week number three. They will do a couple, they'll have a couple times where they look unstoppable. They'll also look incredibly pedestrian at other points. They're not quite ready to make that leap. I don't trust their running game. That's going to help with consistency. It won't be there, I don't think. Wendell Smallwood's their best every now and back, and he's just okay. LeGarrette Blount, good in short yardage. That's cute. They've got a couple small scat backs and Sproles and Pomfrey. So we'll see how that goes. It's really about what Carson Wentz is able to do with this receiving core. Can they? They tried to give him some weapons, so you could actually have a threat of going
well,
downfield.
What if Alshon catches 100 balls and Torrey Smith proves to be a great deep threat again?
Then they are going to be special.
You're
on
in
offense.
Business.
Yeah, they are going to be in business. I don't know how consistent it'll be. There'll be weeks where I think it's there, other weeks not there. So we will certainly see. To me, it's about this defense keeping them in football games. Their front four is excellent. I think this kid Barnett is going to end up being really, really good as a defensive end, at least early on in pass rushing packages. Eventually down the line, I think he'll be a starter and a stud, double-digit sack guy. Timmy Jernigan is a dude I coveted out of Florida State that Baltimore took. The Redskins took Trent Murphy. I wanted Jernigan. Here we are, still in the search of defensive tackle help. Philadelphia's got him to go along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and company. Back end, we will see. The safeties I like in terms of Jenkins and McLeod, a couple of playmakers. How good are their corners? To be determined. Linebackers are just kind of whatever. They're just people out on the field at this point, but I think the Eagles are the third best team in the division.
The story with the Eagles is, what is Carson Wentz going to be this year? Last year in the first half, he was really good. Second half, he was pretty bad. They were great in the first half. They were bad in the second half, and they missed the playoffs. Now, it's oversimplified to put that on Carson Wentz. A lot of how he performed when he was doing well and when he was doing poorly was based on what was going on around him. But now you got more talent around you. They're going to be able to run the ball enough. I don't think they'll be great at it, but you draft Donnell Pumphrey. You've got Wendell Smallwood. You mentioned Blount and short yardage. Sproles catching the football. I don't know what else they got to do to help you out other than bring in one of the best receivers in the league in Jeffrey and a deep threat in Torrey Smith. They got a first-rounder in the slot in Aguilar coming off a big offseason. It's Carson Wentz's time to step forward here. Last year, you did everything you need to build the foundation, but now you got to add to that and start building this thing up. So when I drive by and I look over, I say, oh, the construction's going on. I see the cranes over there. This is a huge season for Carson Wentz. I think they go 8-8 and finish third. I'll have the Redskins 7-9, as I've been saying all along. You've got them way worse than I do. But I have the Redskins 7-9, and I think they finish fourth. And that could absolutely be an 8-8 and finishing third over Philadelphia. And frankly, this weekend could swing the pendulum because I have the Eagles winning. The Redskins won that game. That could be the one game to flip the division standings there. But the Redskins we've talked about for months. My concerns are on offense, the running game, I still don't think is going to be a strength. And I worry about the passing game taking a step back without Jackson and Garcon. I worry about the health of Jordan Reed. On defense, my concerns are pass rush. Trent Murphy's 9 sacks last year gone. Is Junior Gallette going to play 16 games? Is Ryan Anderson going to get on the field? Neither of those two guys going to provide consistent pass rush opposite Ryan Kerrigan. I think the defense gets better. I think the red zone offense gets better. I think they move the ball with less dominance and consistency than they did last year. I think they're very competitive. They're very similar to last year, but with a pretty brutal travel schedule, I think they go 7-9.
The Redskins have an arduous schedule. They are facing some of the best teams in the NFL, and they have the best pass defense, opponent pass defense of any team in the league. They can't run, so therefore you're going to have to pass. You're going to see a bunch more games like we saw last year against the Giants, who they played twice, against Carolina. We saw how badly they struggled against them. You will see games against Kansas City struggle, Seattle struggle. Minnesota's defense, I think, will be pretty good. You look at the Broncos, who they play in the second last week of the season. They are going to struggle
this year.
When
do they play the Chiefs? I hope that's really far away.
That's week number four at Kansas City on a Monday night. Thanks. A couple primetime games. Book those for losses. This is a group that's about to have the bottom fall out. I pray to you that I am wrong because it means so many good things both for me as a fan and for us as a radio station and you and me as a show and everything else. It's better when they win. Everybody knows that. They're going to get off to the same rotten start they've gotten off to. They've gotten off to a rotten start every year and just sort of found a way to go into the tank and pull it back and make it relevant. You don't get the luxury of that this year. With the Eagles being better, you get Seahawks. Again, as I touched on, Broncos, Cardinals.
We get it. Schedule's tough.
It's difficult. There's no easy gimme where you can start to make these things up. Because they can't run, because I still don't think they get enough adequate pressure from their defensive line, which is not good enough, and not good enough on the back end, They're going to be vulnerable. They're going to struggle.
Let's do this. We haven't opened up the phones in a little while, so let's close the Football Friday down with you at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. The question we've got for you is, what do you want to see from the Redskins this weekend? What are you hoping for? What is your goal? What would get you pumped up? I'm not talking about a win or someone doing, you know, this 400-yard passing, 200-yard receiving performance. Just something that you want to see when you turn on your screen. 800-636-1067. That, plus we will recap all of our division winners, give you our wild cards and our Super Bowl predictions. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Hey, guys. Grant Paulson for my buddy Jerry Mannix, Mannix Heating and Cooling. The team at Mannix Heating and Cooling, true pros in every aspect of their game. That's why they fixed my dad's house. He had a sunroom at his home that was not comfortable. So he and my mom would be out there watching TV, watching movies, sweating during the summer, freezing during the winter. They had heating done where they had to bring in little gadgets and all kinds of things, rigging different machines. No, not anymore. That's because Son of the Year over here fixed that problem for them by dialing the number 703-777-9211. Enough space heaters, Mom and Dad. 703-777-9211. Jerry Mannix has you covered with Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems that are more efficient and don't require the expensive and tedious ductwork. That's why he took care of them. Clean and respectful in my dad's house. He was thrilled with the work that they did. It only took a couple hours to install. You can't sleep. You're too hot or too cold. Rest of the house regulated differently. Call my guy, Jerry Mannix. Go to ManixHVAC.com. Mannix, 2 N's, 1 X, HVAC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.